Hey everybody, this is Lauren, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. In today's episode, I'm going to explain how to prep 3 lunches and 3 dinners in 4 hours. This will give you at least 3 lunches and 3 dinners, maybe even double that, depending on how much you eat each day. I'm going to start by explaining what equipment you're going to need for all of these meals, because you know you're going to need more than just your stove. My favorite kitchen items that I use to prep a lot of food are a big crock pot, a little crock pot, and then a rice cooker. Now, my little crock pot isn't super small. It's not a dip crock pot. It's in between that. But it's good for 1 to 2 pounds of chicken. A rice cooker is pretty cheap, and you can make any grain. You can make oatmeal, lots of stuff in the rice cooker. So I would definitely recommend getting one of those as well. All right, so here we go. You're going to get all this done in just 4 hours. So, in your baby crock pot, you're going to put chicken and salsa, because let's be honest, that's always the go-to, especially in our house. This is what you're going to use for lunch. So, you put maybe 3 chicken breasts, usually ends up being about 2 pounds for me for the chicken breasts that we buy, and then 1 jar of salsa. You're going to cook that on high for 3 to 3.5 hours. Towards the end, the last 20 minutes, you'll shred it and then give it a couple more minutes to cook so that the shredded chicken can take in all of those salsa juices. In the rice cooker, you're going to cook quinoa or your favorite grain. The thing I really like about the rice cooker is that things cook faster in it. You know, if you're cooking rice on the stovetop, it takes about 45 minutes, whereas in a rice cooker, I think it takes like maybe 20 or 30, a lot less. For our sake, we're going to say that you're making quinoa. So in most rice cookers, you do a 2-to-1 ratio. So if I'm going to make a cup of quinoa, I'll use a cup of dry quinoa, rinse the quinoa, put it in the rice cooker, and then put 2 cups of water. You just flip the switch and it cooks. Done in about 20 minutes or less. All right, so we're going to use those 2 things for our lunches. While those things are cooking, you're going to clean some greens, whatever veggies you would want to add to this salad. If you don't want to put the quinoa with the chicken on a salad, then you can make a separate quinoa side. My favorite is doing like lemon juice and olive oil, whatever herbs that you like, maybe cherry tomatoes and cucumbers. Or you can forget all that, keep it simple, and just plan to put the chicken with the quinoa, with the greens, and whatever clean, fresh veggies you're going to chop up. All right, those are our lunches for 3 days or more. All right, so for our dinners, obviously we're going to use our big crock pot. This makes so much food. For David and I and Sammy, a crock pot dinner will probably last us the whole week. I mean, it's crazy. So much food. But the key, in my opinion, with a crock pot meal is that you want to make an entire meal in the crock pot. I've done it before where I've done like pulled pork or just different types of chicken in the crock pot, but then you have to worry about where are you getting your carbs and where are you getting your veggies and where are you getting all the other stuff you're going to have that night for dinner. So we want to keep it simple. We want to make as much food as we can because we got other things to do. So my favorite crock pot meals are where it's going to have a protein and also veggies. My 2 favorite right now are this Cajun chicken and sausage recipe. It has peppers and celery. Kind of sounds weird, but it's really good. And it has a tomato base. So delicious. You only have to cut up the celery and the peppers, and that doesn't even take that long. And then you throw it in with the chicken and the sausage, and then some cans of tomatoes and some seasoning. Then you turn on your crock pot for 4 hours, and all of a sudden, boom, you have so many dinners. My other favorite crock pot recipe right now is a chicken pot pie soup. I was searching for a chicken pot pie influenced meal because that sounded really good to me, but I didn't want to make a standard chicken pot pie for whatever reason. And I found this amazing recipe. It's really simple. I mean, it's just chicken pot pie ingredients, but in a crock pot, but it's so delicious and so creamy. And really good when it's cold outside. Has a ton of veggies in it, obviously, plus chicken. And Sammy and I love it. And David likes it. Those are my 2 favorite right now. But make whatever you like. Maybe it's chili. Make sure there's veggies in it. Maybe it's a chicken and sweet potato recipe. Those are pretty common. All the time I'm looking for new crockpot recipes. So they're pretty easy to find on the internet. the thing that I would look for is just make sure you're not having to chop up a bunch of ingredients, cook them on the stovetop, and then put them in the crock pot, because that's a drag, in my opinion. The whole point of the crock pot is that it's going to do all the work for you. So look for those recipes that you just have to chop up a few things and you can just throw it all in and then put it on for a couple of hours. All right, so you have about 3 to 5 dinners made with whatever crock pot meal you're making. You've got your salsa chicken salad with whatever toppings you want for at least 3 days. You are set to go. Now you only have to worry about what you're going to have for breakfast and what you're going to have for a snack maybe. I love prepping this way because then I can have salsa chicken by itself, I can have quinoa by itself, I can have my greens already cleaned up, and I can kind of combine these things if I want to in different ways if I'm getting bored. But I know that these meals that I already know that I like are going to be ready for me, and it helps me to make less excuses during the week. Send me your favorite recipes, especially if they're in the crock pot, and let me know what you think. I definitely recommend getting those 2 crock pots and the rice cooker. It's going to save you so much time, and you're going to thank me. Plus, you're probably having to think about Christmas presents right now anyway. All right, that is it for this mini episode. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.